Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show we bring you forward 1 year in our selection of music from the decade 1930. This week it's music from 1931. You're in for a great treat this week. We've got plenty of great music from some of the world's top organists. We start down under in Australian at the Town Hall in Malvern with its beautiful free manual and 17 rank Compton. John Atwell is at the console with this lively number called Smile, Darnia, Smile, and it was used in the 1931 cartoon short of the same name produced by Merry Melodies. So here we go, Smile, Darnia, Smile. The thrilling sounds there of John Atwell with that 1931 hit, and it was released on the 5th of September, to be precise. Smile, Darnia, Smile from the Town Hall in Malvern, that gorgeous free manual 17 rank Compton. Some of you may associate the next song with that brilliant US organist Buddy Cole, but it's a jazz standard that was made famous by Ella Fitzgerald on her album Like Someone in Love in 1957. However, it was written back in 1931. And it's a beautiful piece of music called You're Blasé. And to play it is Mark Herman on the beautiful four manual 29 rank Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre in Birmingham, Alabama, as part of the American Theatre Organ Society's 2009 regional convention in that state. Thank you. The lush sounds there of Mark Herman with that beautiful ballad Your Blase on 4 manuals and 29 ranks of beautiful Wurlitzer. We now turn back to home territory and to the famous Wurlitzer organ in the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool for a recording made by Reginald Dixon in 1964. The song was actually written in 1930, however, in 1931 it was broadcast and recorded by Louis Armstrong and his Sebastian New Cotton Club Orchestra, and it was the first version of this song by a US jazz group, and it really hit the headlines. On the record label, it was described as a rumba foxtrot, however, today it would probably be more described as a salsa, and it's got an interesting title called The Peanut Vendor. Lively and rhythmical sounds there of Reginald Dixon, Mr. Blackpool at the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer in 1964 with The Peanut Vendor. Well, staying in the UK for now, let's head down to the Victoria Hall in Saltaire and its beautiful 3-manual 11-rank Wurlitzer. With a duo of 1931 songs played by brilliant organist Howard Beaumont. Howard is one of the most versatile organists out there, and this CD that he did there certainly proves that point. The first song in the duo is called Sweet and Lovely, which was made famous by Bing Crosby in 1931, September the 14th to be precise, when he was accompanied by Victor Young and his orchestra. The second is called The Cuban Love Song, which was the theme music from the 1931 American musical film, and the two songs went on to become big hits. So here then, The Sweet and Lovely and The Cuban Love Song. Thank you. The lush sounds there of the Victoria Hall Salt Air Wurlitzer with Howard Beaumont at the controls. Well, we now pop over to Holland. Yes, we're really travelling around the world on this week's show for a track recorded in 2005 by American organist Jelani Eddington, who released a CD on the Voorburg Standard with its three manuals and 11 ranks. The song Jelani's playing was written by George and Ira Gershwin, and it opened on Broadway in 1931 and ran for 441 performances, gaining critical and box office success. And it's a musical that had been revived many times, and it's called Of Thee I Sing. Jelani Eddington there, getting the best out of three manuals and 11 ranks of Standard organ. Well, we move back over now to the Musical Museum at Kew Bridge. This three manual 12 rank Wurlitzer was originally installed in the Regal Kingston upon Thames, where it was made famous by Joseph Seal for many years of broadcasting and recordings. After it left the cinema, it became part of the Musical Museum collection, where it was installed in a church until about 2009, where they got a new premises just a few hundred metres up the road. Well, this recording comes from the organ's days in the church, and a brilliant track from a CD that Len Raw recorded there in the mid-90s. Len now demonstrates some of the sleazy songs in the organ, with a song that was written by Hoagie Carmichael and Sidney Arrowdin. The song was made famous by Louis Armstrong yet again in 1931, and it's called Up a Lazy River. And how appropriate for a museum that's just a few metres away from the Thames. Thank you. Len Rawl with lots of zizzy small reeds there with Up a Lazy River at the Musical Museum Wurlitzer. Well, we're now approaching the end of this week's show, and although you may be looking at the clock and thinking, Damon, there's 10 minutes left of this show, what can possibly be in this? Well, it's time for a lengthy selection of music from the 1931 musical The Bandwagon with music by Arthur Schwartz. It ran for 260 performances and introduced such songs as Dancing in the Dark, That's Entertainment, and I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plans. Well, to play it for this week's show and to bring us to the end of this week's show is that wonderful American organist Jim Riggs playing the beautiful 4-manual 27-rank Wurlitzer in the Paramount Oakland. And to be quite honest, it doesn't get finer than this. The brilliant combination there of Jim Riggs and the Paramount Oakland Wurlitzer in fine form there way back in 1993. To think I wasn't even born then, that's a bit scary. Well, it's the end of this week's show, and I hope that you'll join me again next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another variety of theatre organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best. Take care.